I am who I say I am. So no, no thanks. You can have your religion and your Christ.
This is a Red Line Podcast.
How can I, or anyone at that, profess so easily and with such confidence a statement of such high-flown imaginings? We humans think more of ourselves than we ought to. Though the answer to the declaration is a sure yes, the problem is that mankind has answered this question for himself. Henry Amar, in his Forbes article, "Do You Know Your Value? Self-Worth and How It Impacts All You Do," stated, "Self-worth is already available within you now. It's just a matter of you recognizing it." Amar goes on to state, "Remember, this is your life. You live life once, so you don't live it playing small or looking at it through a lens of diminished value. The truth is that you are valuable and have something incredible to give the world. Let God be true and every man a liar." Amar's intentions are noble. However, he exacerbates the already frail human condition by placing, among other things, the burden of worth determination at the level of the individual self. As if life were not complicated enough, Amar asserts that one must perform a deep dive into one's soul in order to discover what he or she is truly worth. Again, his attempt is noble, but what happens when the diver comes up empty? Moreover, what advice do you offer someone who fails in subsequent attempts to discover their worth? Must he or she simply try again? This seems like a dubious, good-for-nothing exercise. But the world is replete with these kinds of empty solutions. The question then is, what other alternative exists whereby the question of human worth can be resolved? This calls for a move from the relative to the absolute. Now, when we arrive at the absolute, we discover God. And once we have discovered God, we discover His Son. It is here that we recognize who and what we are, children of the living God. John the Apostle wrote, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name." Here John shows us that human worth is found in the person of Jesus Christ, for His death and resurrection provide the means for such discovery. That is, the ability to know both God and the nature of our sonship. Hence, your life matters, but it only matters because of Christ's redemptive blood, which was shed in order to redeem that which was lost. Yet none of this means anything to the person whose view of worth rests solely in what mere mortals have said of it. The world sees through the prism of finitude and, thus, tends to measure worth in terms of one's abilities, job, looks, income, wardrobe, etc. Still, most people I have come across profess belief in intrinsic human worth. This is the encouraging part. What is discouraging, however, is the number of folks who believe that same worth proceeds from within and from what the individual desires of his own life. How futile, then, is life? The late Christian apologist Ravi Zacharias wrote, "Every human being has intrinsic worth and a reflective splendor because every person has been created by God in His image. If God is that ultimate being, it then follows that He possesses ultimate worth. Likewise, everything that can and should be ascribed to Him must also be understood as being foremost. Now that which is transferable would then flow outwardly from Him to us. Those things which are communicable, like love, justice, knowledge, speech, truthfulness, etc. The fact that God would imbue us with such things serves only to affirm our inherent worth, which can only be found in Him. You matter not because you think you matter. On the contrary, you matter because you were made in the image of Yahweh. But the mystery of this worth is seen in its fullest through the person of Jesus Christ, who divulged what we truly are, sons and daughters of the living God. Here lies true worth. Your worth is not in your job. Your worth is not in the possessions that you have, that you maintain. It is not in anything that pertains to you or what you can contrive or conceive in terms of what you ought to be. It doesn't come from within, it comes from without. And that's where Yahweh comes in. He gives you your worth. You were created in the image of the living God. And then Jesus came along to expose further who you are in Christ. Moreover, who you are in God. We are sons of God. And that we would go as he went, receiving glory, honor, being able to sit in his throne with him and to rule and reign with Christ and to rule over nations and kingdoms and dominions and to judge angels. This is who you are. You are who he says you are. Children of the Most High God. So step out of that comfort zone in terms of what the status quo would have you think about yourself and believe about yourself concerning this life. For this life is fleeting. It is passing away and the lusts thereof. But he that does the will of God lives forever. Let us maintain this thinking. Let us maintain this approach to life, thinking far beyond that which we can see. For man should not walk by sight, but by faith. And until we do that, we will just continue to think of ourselves as just passing through. And then we die, and what happens after that, we don't know. You ought to know where you're going. But first, you have to accept Jesus and the sacrifice, the death, the resurrection from the grave. You have to accept that message of the cross, where he went and died for your sins. And he was put away in a tomb. Yes, he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of God in heaven. He's a living, living Savior. And that is a message that you must believe. He is the door. There are many out there, but there's only one true door. You enter through that narrow door. And remember, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life. Will you take that way? It is tough, but it is worth it, because in the end, you will receive life everlasting in glory. As Jesus received glory, so shall we receive the same glory and live with him in heaven and rule and reign with him on earth. It's another message. But the point is that we will serve under the auspices of the one true King, and that is Jesus Christ, who will declare himself to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords one day. Although he is now, it will come to fruition in the future. This is who we are. We are joint heirs with Christ. I am who he says I am. I'm not who I say I am. My life means nothing without God. It means nothing without his son.